In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, let's join Pastor Ken with the Words for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Thank you for joining us for the Word for Life this morning. My name is Pastor Ken. I'm the pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, and we're delighted to have you each morning as you come on and listen to the Word, and we trust that the Word will be a great encouragement in your life. In just a moment, I'm going to introduce one of our newest pastors, Pastor Wade Coolwin, who is our administrative pastor. But before I do, I just want to, again, give appreciation to VCY and Jim Schneider and their ministry. And we continue to pray that God would use VCY in a great way. Today, after this broadcast, we're going to have a series by our pastor, Joe Helm, who this church, Brookside Baptist, started in his law office almost some 40 years ago. And he and his wife, Lana Lee, and their family have been faithful to this ministry. And when Pastor Greg was here, he was here at Brookside for about 11 years and was really the voice of Word for Life for much of that time. He moved on to Georgia to help his son, David Huffman, in starting a church plant to really reach many of the Brazilian population down in the Atlanta area. And so that's where he is. But we had several recorded broadcasts with he and Pastor Joe doing a variety of sessions together. And so Pastor Joe will be coming on with those. And then after a few weeks, we will come back and we'll pick up a study from the book of Joshua, one of my favorite books of the Bible, Joshua, and how God used Joshua to lead the people right there into the promised land. And so we'll get to that in a few weeks, but before we do, have Pastor Joe come on here in the next few weeks. I want to just spend some time with Pastor Wade Coolwin, who is our new administrative pastor. And so, Pastor Wade, welcome. Thank you for you and Cindy being willing to come to Wisconsin and be part of the ministry here at Brookside.
Well, we're delighted to be here, and as I tell everybody, I didn't come to Wisconsin for the weather. I came here to be at Brookside Baptist Church. From the moment we visited and were impressed with the friendliness of people and their openness and their accepting of visitors, even from the South. Mm-hmm. I was just impressed and began to grow in love for these folks.
Well, we're certainly thankful that God has directed you here, and I know you're working with our seniors and also a lot of the logistics behind the scenes, and so I know you have your plate full. You got some preaching opportunities coming up. In fact, next week is Mother's Day. If you don't have a place to go to church, we'd love to invite you to come to Brookside, where we're going to recognize mothers, and you're going to hear the Word and in a very powerful way. Well, Pastor Wade, why don't you just share a little bit of your background and what all God's been doing in your life, and I know you were a pastor for many years. You've been a professor, you know, at seminary level, and so mm-hmm. just share with us really what God's been doing and how it all brought you here to Brookside.
Wow, it's such a long story, so I'm going to have to pare it down. But it started when I was fairly young, attending a Sunday school on Long Island, New York, where my family lived. And though I really didn't hear the gospel then, Pastor Ken, I was with some good people who were Sunday school teachers and whatnot. So when our family moved to South Florida, when a teammate on a little league team asked my younger brother to go to church with him to Sunday school and ride a church bus, my mom was disposed to allow him to go. And it's amazing, Pastor Ken, because God had been working on my mom for some time, and she decided the very next Sunday after she heard from my younger brother named Todd that he had a wonderful time and how the people were, my mom decided to go. And this is almost unbelievable if it weren't true. My mom heard the gospel for the first time, and she went forward in a service to receive Jesus Christ as her Savior.
You know, Pastor Wade, you don't hear of that very often, that people, when they hear the gospel for the first time, that come to Christ. I mean, that is remarkable how God was at work in your mom's life.
Yes. And it wasn't that week that my mom encouraged me to go to church. And at that time, I had a part-time job, and I had to work on Sunday afternoon. So I kind of negotiated with my mom, and we decided that we would go to Sunday school. We went together because I had to be back in order to meet my work obligation. So I was a teenager of 17 at that time, and so I went to the senior high Sunday school class. And I don't remember what the lesson was, Pastor Ken, but I remember at the very end, the Sunday school teacher had us bow our heads and close our eyes and asked a few questions. And one of those questions was, are you sure that if you died today, that you'd go to heaven? And as much as I would have liked to have raised my hand, I knew that I couldn't. But I could detect, even with my eyes closed, that a number of hands went up. So the other young people in that class had that assurance. And I thought that was amazing. So then he asked another question. He said, how many of you are not sure, but you'd like to know? Well, my hand shot up, Pastor Ken. And it was the next Saturday, 6 days later, the doorbell in our home rang, and that Sunday school teacher was on the porch.
Wow.
Invited him in. He got his little New Testament out of his pocket and went through what I later learned to be the Romans Road and showed me how I could become a Christian and have a home in heaven.
That's powerful, Pastor Wade. This is Pastor Ken Keltner at Brookside Baptist Church. You're listening to the Word for Life that's brought to you by Brookside, and we're interviewing Pastor Wade Coolwin, who is our newest pastor on staff here at Brookside. He's our administrative pastor. Well, why don't you share a little bit? Then you went to, you ended up going to Bible college. And then from Bible college, you probably did some master's work or something.
Yes, I did. Yeah? Uh-huh.
And then God took you up to work with teenagers up in Pennsylvania.
That's right. So I went to Southwestern Pennsylvania as the youth pastor. Our pastor at that time was just turning 72. So I think they were looking for a succession plan for when our pastor retired. And just a few years, 4 years later, he finally did retire, and they called me to be the pastor, and I served in that position for the next 22 years.
So how long were you there at that church then, 26?
About 26 or 7 years,
yeah. Wow, I'll tell you, that is a great testimony because you don't really see that stick-to-itiveness as often today as, you know, obviously, God helped you stay put in a church for that long. So, amen to that.
Yes. Well, I have to credit the people because they were gracious and long-suffering as well.
Long-suffering, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then there was a period of time that you went back to Greenville and you actually were part of the seminary at Bob Jones University. And how many years did you do that?
I was at the seminary for 9 years. I worked with I had the best job in the world. I worked with seminarians who were typically young men and some young women, too, preparing for service. But I also was able to work with men who are already in the pastorate, and they were coming back for modules of continual education. So it was great to be with peers, men my own age, but also to impart some of the things that I learned in the ministry to younger men. And some women, too.
So how did you enjoy being a youth pastor?
I thought it was great. In fact, it was an opportunity for me to grow myself and to grow with young people and see them grow. One of the greatest things, you've been a youth pastor for a long time, one of the greatest things is to see your teenagers marry, go out, or go to college, marry, come back, have families, and see their children come to know Christ as Savior.
Yeah, that lets us know exactly how old we are.
Well, that's the only downside of it.
Yeah, I mean, I fought that for years. I didn't want to be a youth pastor, and boy, I remember I was driving back from Muskogee, Oklahoma, and God was just really working on my heart that I was not surrendered totally to Him. And I wept in my car driving back in a rainstorm and asked God to just take me and use me any way you want. He wanted to, and yeah, I did that for about 20 years. And then I started working with seniors, some of our elderly folks here at Brookside at one point, and I thought, how cool! Why did I stay in teens so long? I mean, they're on our activities, You know, you don't have to go chase them down, and they're on time, and then they want to take a nap in the afternoon. I thought, how cool is that, man? I like this. So what would you say God's been doing in your life to bring you to this point, and what do you look forward to as far as, you know, back in kind of really frontline aspect of ministry in the pastorate?
Well, just working with seminarians, my position ended at the university, and so I realized I needed to get back into ministry, you know. And I tell people, I taught in the seminary for so long, I learned so much, I need to share it with another church. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord in his timing brought me here to Brookside. And this is a much larger ministry than I had had in Pennsylvania. And it's broad and reaches so many different age groups and does a fantastic job. I was so impressed when I first came in to see this ministry and how it works and all the moving parts and how well it worked.
Well, it's the Lord's church. It's his work. And as I mentioned when we began, I'm thankful for Pastor Joe and his vision to actually start a church and start it right out of his law office. And he has put the blood, sweat, and tears in here, and I appreciate his faithfulness, his walk with God. And so you're going to be listening to some broadcasts with Pastor Joe and his teaching here over the next several weeks, and I trust that you will really enjoy those times. And then, as I mentioned before, we'll come back with a study in the book of Joshua. I'll probably, Pastor Wade, I'll probably have you join me on some of those studies, and we can dialogue back and forth about Joshua and not only his life, but his character. I don't know mm-hmm. how many porches I go to, and they're somewhere on the porch. It might be the carpet out in front of the door. It could be a plaque by the door, and it says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Yes.
And so I look forward to that study. Anything that you want to share with about the seniors ministry at all?
Oh, I'd love to. You know, just like you, I love the seniors, and they're just so lovable. They are well taught, but we are next month going to have a trip to the Kenosha Civil War Museum, and we're going to plan some other trips. In June, we have an outreach luncheon. The 21st of June. So we're really looking ahead to being active and doing a number of things, fellowshipping, as well as every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, having a fellowship and Bible study. We're going through the book of Joel right now.
So you're in the Minor Prophets. Wow, mm-hmm. Joel. Well, Pastor Wade, thank you. You've been listening to Pastor Wade Coolwin, who's the administrative pastor here at Brookside Baptist Church, and I'm Pastor Ken, pastor here at Brookside. I've been here now a little over 16 years, and I love the fact we've had this ministry for Word for Life, and we've had several pastors who have actually led in this ministry, and we just look forward to what God's going to continue to do. And again, we're grateful for VCY. Trust you have a great day, and that you will just serve the Lord if you know him personally and be a great testimony for him. If you don't have a church home, please come by and see us. We're 9 o'clock, 10:15 on Sundays, and then we have a 6 p.m. service. And so we're getting ready to go into the book of Jonah on Sunday mornings. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.